Listen.
Mark 12:31 tells us that we should love our neighbors as ourselves, for there is no greater commandment than that. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. Oh, we are just eternally grateful for your love that you have for us. Father, we thank and praise you that you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that all we had to do was believe in you, and we will have everlasting life. Believe in your Son, and we will have everlasting life. Father, we thank you for that love, and because, oh God, we're an image of Christ's likeness, you have given us everything we need to show that love, to share that love with someone else, even those that we don't know. So we thank you, Lord, for that opportunity. And we take advantage of that opportunity to share that love. Father, we ask that you forgive us of all of our sins and help us to be like you. Father, we thank and praise you for this call this morning, for the love that is spread abroad on the TMC call. We thank and praise you, O God, for the originators of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And Father, we ask you continue to love on Dr. P.K. and her entire family as they go through this time of bereavement. O God, we ask that you allow us to be who we can be to her as well. Lord, we lift up Dr. Vanessa. We thank you, Lord, for the love that she has for all of us. Father, we thank and praise you for all that you have done for her and all that you get to do. Show her favor, tsunami favor today in the name of Jesus. Order her footsteps to be that lamp unto her feet and the light unto her path. Father, we lift up Artists International, the VA's De Leon family. Father, we lift up each and every family member on this call. You know what we stand in need of, Lord, and we ask that you will grant it according to your will in Jesus' name. And we're not anxious for anything, Lord, but we are prayerful. And we are giving it to you. We're with prayer and supplication. We're giving it to you. And we thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. Oh, God, now be with Alvia, Lord, as she goes through this time with the pregnancy, Lord, and with the healthy baby. We thank and praise you. It will be delivered. Now we bind Satan in Jesus' name off this call. We lift up our speaker. We thank you for the word that will go forth with power. All of you and none of the speaker, as we are partakers of that word this morning. And we will forever give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, my TMC family. Let's go out and share some MLM, more love, on this Monday morning. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you. And I love you. Have a great day.
God bless you too, woman of God. I love you even more. And thank you so much for greeting us and seating us on this More Love Monday MLM. Wow, how unique is that? Thank you for opening us up in that anointed prayer. And God morning, God morning, God morning to the TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am coming to you all the way from Southern California. And on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this day that the Lord has made. And see, here on the Master's Call, we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so every Monday through Friday, we open up this call in prayer. We end this call in prayer. And I thank God for our co-founders, yes, because if it was not for them saying yes to the mission and the mandate that the Lord gave them, that as this call begins every day, that lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced. So we thank God for what he's doing here on the Master's Call. We thank God for each and every single one of you who have dialed in on this day and who dial in every day to hear what thus says the Lord. And so we are continuing to move forward in a mighty way and looking forward with anticipation and expectation of what God would have to say for us in this day. So if you have not visited our website, we invite you to go online to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see our website. It is wonderful. And it has all of our bios on there for all of our speakers for the Master's Call, plus all of our messages have been archived. So please, please visit www.themasterscall.net. Also, if you've been here and you've been feasting at the table and maybe you think that God is purging you and positioning you to do something different in this season, well, we invite you to be a greeter here on the Master's Call, which is what Minister Willa just did. She greeted every single one of you as you came on the line, or maybe you want to host the call like I'm doing right now, or maybe there's a message in your belly that you want to share with the masses. Well, please, please, please send an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to your request. Immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday, we have the opportunity to head over to the Morning Motivational Call. And that call is founded by none other than Platinum President, Godmother Dorothy Cook. And so you could go over there and listen to see how you can motivate, get motivated and motivate your artist business to move forward mightily. And so that number for that call is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. We are moving forward with our transformation challenge, and I'm telling you right now, you do not want to miss what is going forward. So please, please, please make sure that you dial into the Morning Motivational Call so that you will be connected. Well, now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this day is such an angel. She is so joyful, so graceful, and definitely will be our speaker for this morning. She is none other than Minister Ada Grace. She is an artist entrepreneur. She is a mighty woman of God who is on the move for God to do what God would have him to do. You guys hear her voice sometimes on the Morning Motivational Call, and she always comes on with excitement. She is a mother. She is a wife. She holds a regular job. She is a Gigi. She's a humble servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York, with her husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbert at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada, again, is a mother and a grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God. Minister Ada wants you to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word. This coming up weekend, her and her husband will have their first kickoff event for Ergo Productions, and I am so excited to see what God is going to be doing with that move of God for the kingdom. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line this morning none other than Minister Ada Levette Grace. Minister Ada, are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, woman of God, the platform is yours.
Praise God for you. I thank you so much for that gracious introduction. Oftentimes when I'm hearing someone speak or read about or saying about my bio and the different things, I like to just listen, and then I just say in my spirit, to God be the glory for the things that he has done, for what he is doing and what he will do. I want to thank you, Minister Willa, my big sister, my spiritual big sister since I was 15 years old. Thank God for you being such a wonderful vessel of the Lord has used in my life. I thank you and love you and appreciate you. And for the excellence of the founders of this dynamic ministry that I am so gracious, so thankful and so humbled to be a part of, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Well, I want to get right into what thus saith the Lord has given me today, and I want to be quite transparent and honest with you for the last few days in knowing that if I would be coming before you to minister. I was asking God for which message he would have me to present to you today, and I have to say that I toil with different things, but how many of you know that when you spend time with God, that he will not disappoint you, and that's why you need to spend time with him. So let me just settle my nerves and my spirit. So, Father God, I come before you once again asking that you come and speak through me to these, your people, the brothers and sisters that have purpose in their heart to get up and hear a word from the Lord. I now step down and allow the Holy Spirit to come and minister to these, your people. In Jesus' name, amen. When you think of a name, your name, what does it mean? When I was a kid, I got to be honest with you, I did not like the name Ada. My father named me for the grandmother that raised him. Her name was Ada Miller. She was from Bessemer, Alabama. And the reason that Ada was raising Abraham, my father, was because his mother, Grace, was murdered. Isn't it interesting? My name today is Ada Levette Grace. And even though as a child I did not like the name Ada, I have come to love the name Ada. First of all, it's very simple and very easy to pronounce. And number two, when I learned the history of this woman named Ada Miller, my namesake, I began to thank God that my father had the forethought to keep her memory alive. So today if I was to title this message, it would be When God Changes Your Name. Oh, yes. When God changes your name. If you have your Bibles or your tablets or your phone or whatever you use to go to the Word of God, I want you to turn with me to the book of Genesis, Genesis the 12th chapter, starting with the verse. And I really invite you to study the life of Abraham. Abraham Day is coming up this Saturday, and we named Abraham Day because after my father and also after the father of many nations. Chapter 12, verse 1, and it reads, "The Lord had said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to a land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curse you, I will curse. And all the people on the earth will be blessed through you." Amen. My brother, my sister, we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. So the first thing that I want to bring your attention to in this text is that the Lord gives Abram a commandment. He says to leave your country, your people, and your father's house. If I was to paraphrase that in today's language, I would say, get away from your peeps, okay? Get away from your kinfolk. Get away from your family. Get away from those things that are familiar. And right where you are, I want to ask you a question this morning. What is God telling you to leave? What is God telling you to forsake? Only you and God know what that is. Let us continue. Let's look at the response of Abram. So Abram left. Right where you are, say, Abram left. He went. And as the Lord had told him, the great thing about Abraham, we're talking about Abram, the name hasn't been changed yet, but the great thing about Abram is that God told him something to do, and he was obedient. Doug, my beloved husband, the Lord gave him a vision for good, clean, wholesome family entertainment in the marketplace. Well, many of you know that that is something special. And when he first told me about it, I got to be honest with you, I couldn't really catch the vision. I really didn't understand where my husband was coming from. But as I began to do some research, I realized that there is a need for good, wholesome, clean entertainment. Amen. And so in preparing and coming up to Abraham Day, God gave me this word for you all today. We're going to continue on. Where I want you to go now is skip over to chapter 15 and the first verse, and it says, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, but your very great reward. Verse 2, but Abram said, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be an heir. So what I love about this, and I am a very inquisitive person, I have always been, this shows us here that it's all right to ask God, God, what would you have me to do? What is my calling? What is my vocation? What is it that you want me to go into? What is it that you want us to do? And so when we were given the mandate specifically that there is a need to bring people, like-minded people, people of faith, to penetrate and take over the entertainment industry with positive flow, with positive energy, with message of faith. I see Ergo Productions down the road producing great Bible-based plays and musicals. We have a great vision. And I will tell you, there have been so many different obstacles and different things that have come up before us, because I really believe that we're right on the path to where God would have us. So what I want you to take from that is, as you are asking God for your specific assignment for your life, just be willing to understand that you're going to have to ask God, and you're going to have to get counsel from people to help you. Now, this is a great, great man to study in the Word, and for the sake of time, we have to move right along. I want you to skip down to verse 6 where it says, Abram believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness. Oh, my brother, my sister, wherever you are right now, I just want you to shout, I believe God. Amen. When God gives you a promise, you have to believe it. You have to believe it and receive it and be willing to work and hold on to that thing. God continues to give promises to God, to Abram. He continues to give to Abram. Now I want you to turn and flip over a couple of pages to chapter 17. And verse 1, and this is where I'm going to prepare for my close. When Abram was 99 years old, somebody say 99, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. There's another commandment, and then there is a promise. See, God continues to give Abram promises, but there are always commandments. And God requires us to be obedient first before we can receive the blessing. Amen, somebody. I will confirm, walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell face down, and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give you an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Amen and praise God. I just want to speak to you for a few moments in love. Abraham was commanded to leave his country, to leave a place of familiarity. And I want to ask you this morning, I know you can hear me and I can't hear you, but I really want you to ponder this question in your heart. What do you need to leave? What do you need to let go of today? As you reflect and ponder in your heart, I pray that you will just not dismiss this question. There comes a time in your life and my life when we have to sacrifice some things. We have to abandon some things. We have to abandon some people sometimes. Amen, somebody. And when God asks you to do that, are you hesitant? Are you obedient? Are you continuing to stay in that place when he has clearly told you to go? Number two, being obedient to God's word and his specific instructions for your life. If you're confused about that and you're not sure, it is so important. That's why this ministry is so powerful. What we understand, according to a lot of surveys, is that so many people have left, quote unquote, the traditional church. There are a lot of folks out there in the world who are not connected. But it is so important. The Bible says, forsake not the assemblies of yourselves. And you know why that's so important? Because it's very difficult, my dear sister and my dear brother, to do life alone. There's going to be times of darkness and pain and anguish, and you need to be connected to a pastor, a Bible-teaching church that can minister to you. Of course, they need to be there during the joyous times and rejoicing with you and to celebrate with you during the good times. But it's really important that you ever be so connected, especially today. Number three, what does your new name sound like? Perhaps broken down to deliver. Perhaps liar to an honest person. Perhaps a victim to victory, hallelujah. Perhaps captive to freedom. Cursed to blessed. Sinner to saint. It is my desire and my hope that I have ministered to you today in some way. I truly believe that we are in a time when the people of God must penetrate the marketplace. We as believers need to show the world that you can love God with every fiber of your being, that you can love him with all your heart, mind, and soul, but you can also celebrate and rejoice and enjoy. Amen, somebody. You know, when I was a little girl, one of the favorite things I have always loved to do was dance. Amen. And, of course, as a little girl, I danced. The different music was playing. My mom was someone who was always entertaining and having different folks in. And so I loved to dance. And when the Lord called me into ministry, I really questioned and say, Lord, how do I balance this out? I love music. I love having a good time. I love being social. And just as if I'm speaking to you right now, God spoke to me and said, there's a right and a wrong way to do everything. There are certain type of dances and different things that are very provocative or very sensual. But then when I embrace praise dancing, movement with flowing, beautiful movements or ballet or modern dance or African dance, there is beautiful art form. And what Ergo Productions Incorporated vision is to penetrate the marketplace with good, clean entertainment. I ask you to pray for me and Doug as we take on this charge. We ask that you pray for us as we launch our business in the park, in Marine Park, Brooklyn, New York. If you are in the Brooklyn, New York area, we pray that you would stop by and just encourage us with your presence. If you want more information about Abraham Day, you can go to our website at www.ergopro, air like the air you breathe, go like you're ready to go, and pro, as in professional, .net. Our business line number is 347-722-4746. I want to leave you with this wonderful verse, when God changes your name, and that's 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God bless you. Back to you, my beautiful, wonderful upline, wonderful woman of God, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, what a powerful and mighty word on this marvelous and more love Monday. Thank you so much, Minister Ada Grace, for blessing us this morning and letting us know that God will change our name. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless you and praise your holy name. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for the message that you sent straight from the throne room to bless us this morning by Minister Ada Levesque Grace. And we pray right now in the Jesus that you restore virtue into her. We pray right now that her event on this coming Saturday will go forth mightily, successfully, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that everything that is needed has been provided, God, and that you will draw all men to see just what is going on with the Abraham Day, Father. And so we thank you for the woman of God that shared with us this morning. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for each and every ear and eye that is open this morning here on the Master's Call. I speak healing and deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak that all needs and all goals are met in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we walk in victory, that we are anointed, that we are the first and we are not the last. We are the head and we are not the tail, God. And I thank you that doors of opportunity are open for each and every single one of us. I come right now just thanking you and praising you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. And we pray, Father, that her loved ones, as they celebrated them this past weekend, that you would continue to give them strength, comfort, and peace right now in the name of Jesus. We also come this morning lifting up this distributor, Rosalind Marion, to you, Father, and we thank you for her life. We celebrate her life. And so we ask that you would be with each and every single one of those who will be attending her viewing in her wake on this Thursday in Austin, Texas. And so we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just give strength to them right now. We thank you for Charlie Lewis and everything that she did, Father God, the effort that she put forth, Father God, to oversee and make sure that everything was going according to your will as far as Rosalind was concerned. Father, I thank you for our artist family, and I thank you how you have brought us together to do great things and how an appointment with artists can truly change our lives in many ways, Father. So we ask that you would continue to move forth mightily with the vision from the Diaz de Leon family, Father, and we thank you that each of our businesses are blessed, and we thank you that we walk in purpose, that we are pregnant with the purpose to build your kingdom, oh God. So we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you, and we bow down humbly before your throne, and we bless your holy name this day. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare these things to be so, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So you heard me during the prayer mention artist distributor Rosalyn Marion. I just want to let you guys know, those of you who are in Austin, Texas, that there will be a viewing and a wake this Thursday, July the 23rd, from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at Phillip and Upshaw, and that address is 1410 East 12th Street in Austin, Texas. And so please, please, please continue to keep the family in prayer. And so remember, the replay for this call is 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. We're heading over right now to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-pound. Remember, you are great, and God is greatly to be praised, and he resides in you. So as you go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that God has called for each and every single to be. And at this time, Minister Ada Grace, if you could come back to the line. Thank you, Minister Willa, again, for letting us know that this is MLM Monday, More Love Monday, and for seating us and greeting us. Minister Ada Levette, thank you for that profound word this morning, and come and give us our benedictions for this morning.
Thank you so much. I want to say to each and every one of you within the sound of my voice, I truly believe the Lord sent me by your way this morning to ask the question, what do you need to leave behind? What do you need to let go of? Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would minister uniquely and specially to each one of your people who have made it on the line, as well as those that will listen to this call on the playback. We thank you and we bless you. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out and make it a super fantastic day, as Dr. PK would say. Love you with the blood of Jesus. Take care and goodbye.